Welcome to episode 399 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. James 1 verses 17 to 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Based on the ancient Greek, the phrase the Father of lights should actually be translated as the Father of the lights. The specific lights are the celestial bodies that light up the sky, both day and night. The sun and stars never stop giving light, even when we can't see them. Even so, there is never a shadow with God. When night comes, the darkness isn't the fault of the sun. It shines as brightly as before. Instead, the earth has turned from the sun, and that's when darkness comes. This means that God never changes. Among modern theologians, there are some that are taken with something called process theology, which says that God is maturing and growing and in process himself. The Bible says that there is no variation or shadow of turning with God. Earlier in this chapter, the Apostle James urged Christians to tell themselves the truth about who God is. He cares for them, even when, especially when, the trials come. God is the giver of every good thing in our lives. He is the unchanging source of any good we have ever had, have now, or will ever experience in the future. Now James completes that thought with an example of one of God's ultimate good gifts to us. God gave us new life in Christ. That's an essential truth, but also something easy to take for granted. It's a necessary thought to hold on to in the middle of trials. Specifically, God brought us forth or gave us birth by his own will. He wanted to. God has cared about us from the beginning. James writes that God gave us birth by the word of truth. Maybe James uses the word of truth to refer to Christ as a means by which he saved us. We can recall that John describes Jesus as the word that became flesh. He may also be referring to God's act of creation, bringing us to life as he brought the world to life with a word. In the beginning, God spoke and it was done. In either case, we Christians are the first fruits of his creation. An ongoing gift, which is good and perfect, is the word of Scripture. Christ revealed through the inspired books of the Bible. This is truth and it points us to truth. As we embark this week on a 100-day journey through the New Testament, we will take a few minutes today to explore 10 passages of Scripture from the New Testament that address the theme of truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Truth is a person. This is such a deeply profound statement. We could spend weeks unpacking it. But here are a couple of important takeaways. Jesus, as the truth, is our standard. The truth is the life of Jesus, which is to be manifested in us. When we compare his life, how he lived as a human being on this earth almost 2,000 years ago, to our own lives, and see how enormously different the two are, then a light turns on for us. The truth is that light which shines into our lives and reveals what we are really like by nature. It reveals the way that we must walk in order to be transformed into the image of Christ. In order to live the truth, we first must embrace the truthfulness of the gospel. The alternative is to remain in spiritual darkness. There are only two options in the spiritual realm. One is the light of the gospel, and the other is the darkness of every other religious and philosophical path. This is why Jesus said that no one can come to the Father except through him. John 8 verses 31 to 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." If we will be Jesus' disciples, we must abide in his word. There is no other way. To be a follower of Jesus, the word made flesh, is to abide, to live in, to dwell in, to make your home in his word. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the result of abiding in the word of Jesus. The more we abide in the word, the deeper and greater our understanding of the truth. We prove ourselves to be his disciples by knowing the truth, and God works his freedom in our life through this truth. The freedom Jesus spoke of doesn't come from just an academic pursuit of truth in general, but from abiding in his word and being his disciple. John 16, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. In one sense, this prophecy Jesus makes here was fulfilled when the New Testament writings, divinely inspired by God, were completed. In another sense, the Holy Spirit continues today to personally lead us into truth, but never in opposition to the scripture. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify means to be set apart for God's special pleasure and use. It implies holiness, being set apart from the corruption of the world and for God's use. The engine behind sanctification is truth. The word of God read, heard, understood, and applied. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Some versions say rightly dividing the word of truth. Every Christian, but especially those who are leaders and teachers, must work hard to be rightly handling, rightly dividing the word of truth. Though perfection in understanding God's word is impossible and should never be assumed, we should still work hard at it. Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Truth is symbolically represented as a belt which both protects our abdomen and gathers up our garments so that we can fight effectively. 1 John 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Love is not true if it is not active. John 1, verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. God is grace and truth, not one without the other, not the other apart from the one. Ephesians 4, verse 15. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. This speaks to how we ought to relate to one another in God's family. Never back down from the truth, but always speak out of the overflow of love. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Much of the Christian life comes down to the mind. Romans 12, verse 2 speaks of the essential place of being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 speaks of the importance of casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What we choose to meditate on matters. How much of what we think about is truth? There we have it. 10 passages of Scripture from the New Testament on the topic of truth. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift, especially the gift of truth through which we find the way that leads us to life. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.